Alex Pavlovich joins us right now. Is Rinnell ready, Ryan or Matt, whoever's there? Are we ready to go with and Rinnell Brooks Moon and the lovely voice of AT&T Park joins us as well. Alex is here. Rinnell is here. Rinnell, how are you?
Hey, Marty. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Let me tell you, when you get out here today, I don't know how much bunting there was in the 2010 playoff in the World Series and NLCS, but I'm telling you something. I think they tripled it. There's
really?
Bunting all over the place.
Super bunting, we like to call that.
Yeah, and, you know, how do you feel about today and getting started with what's ahead for you?
You know, I cannot wait to get started, Marty. I don't like this 6:37 first pitch because I have all day to get excited and a little bit nervous, a few little butterflies. But I, too, have to approach it like it's a regular game as well. I don't want to get myself, you know, overly excited and do too much. I gotta, you know, stay within myself as well.
Yeah, it's true because, you know, you get this feeling that and there's more at stake. Let's put it that way. And we all know that. But, you know, you perform professionally, and I do as well, and Alex Pavlovich is with us, joining us here in the press box. You really have to keep it simple and stay within your game.
You really do, Marty. And what I'm actually going to do is, as I often try to, is just kind of let the fans guide me. I work off of their energy and their enthusiasm. Much like yesterday at that wonderful rally, we actually spent most of yesterday afternoon together, Marty.
It's true.
But much like yesterday at the rally, I just fed off of the fans' energy, which was nonstop from noon to one. They took it to the highest level, and they remained there. And that's what I expect will happen tonight as well.
No, I think so. And I said this on the show last night, and I've said it this week. What we saw in 2010, this is going to be double. And I mean that from the fan standpoint, because the fans know what to expect now, and they know how much they impact the game. And I think they're out here today to make it known to the Cincinnati Reds that you are in AT&T Park, and this actually is a home field for the Giants.
Absolutely, and they're going to make it known to the rest of the country that's watching, too, because you know how I feel about the East Coast bias, Marty.
I know. You've said that many times. A couple of things. It's been tweeted by the Giants a couple hours ago that Alex Smith is throwing out the first pitch today. That's pretty exciting.
That is really exciting. That is so awesome. And the crowd's going to go bananas when he comes out.
Because he's going to wear a Giants cap, right?
Absolutely.
And he could do that. Rinnell, Alex is with us. You know Alex covers the Giants for the Bay Area newspaper group. Alex, can Alex Smith come out here with a Giants cap and not get fined? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think anytime he's not on the podium doing a post-game press conference, and even then he should be allowed to. But, you know, I'm sure Roger Goodell will be watching, and I'm sure he's happy to see one of his quarterbacks out on the mound. And I, you know, it'd be great if Alex Smith came out there in a Roger Goodell hat instead of a Giants hat. But
it's going to be a tremendous moment, guaranteed.
Well, you've got a good I can't wait to hear your introduction for him because that's a pretty exciting moment. You know, you have an interesting job, and that is you set the stage for the excitement and the experience, and such a part of it is the introduction, and it will be for Dusty Baker, and it will be for someone like Alex Smith. So you really have to set that stage.
Well, yeah, I do, and thank you, Marty. I take that very seriously, too. But I actually think you may not even hear me today because the crowd is going to be roaring.
God.
But I'm looking forward to introducing Dusty, Alex, and I can't wait to say, and now the starting lineup for your 2012 National League West champion, San Francisco Giants.
All right. Oh, boy, you're doing it already. You don't need a microphone. You know that. You could just do this. We've had a lot of fun doing our SFG production pregame show. We do one every homestand with Chris Gargano and a great staff. But what's your take on this series here? You always give predictions. You and I give predictions. What do you think about this series?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. I think these teams are so evenly matched, and there's so many great backstories as well. But I say it's going to be the Giants in five. I know you say Giants in four.
Right.
But I think every game's going to be a tight game, and it's going to come down to the fifth game.
Yeah, and boy, the end of this game. These are two, Alex, I'll ask you this while Rinnell is on. These are two pretty evenly matched teams and two bullpens that can get the job done.
Yeah, these are two of the best bullpens, I think, in baseball. I know with the Giants, the numbers don't necessarily represent that, but you have to remember a lot of those bullpen numbers were guys who came in the fourth, fifth inning for maybe a Lincecum start or a short Barry Zito start.
Sure.
And some of those guys who aren't even in California right now, so they added to those numbers. And the Reds' bullpen, certainly at the back end, it's as good as it gets right now.
Boy, the other one that you're going to introduce should be a tremendous ovation. How about the season for Buster Posey?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, the fans have been chanting MVP for the last month, and we'll be hearing a lot of that as well. But it's just remarkable. He's just a remarkable story, great story for baseball, and what he fought back from, because, you know, in spring training, there were doubts about could he catch every day, would he be able to make it through the entire season. There were so many question marks, and he has answered them, I mean, above and beyond. And, you know, and the fans just love and adore him, truly. He's going to bring out a lot of emotion in the fans during this series. So it's going to be, there's another chance when you probably won't even hear me, because the crowd will be chanting MVP as I'm trying to announce him.
That's right. Now, can you say National League batting champion Buster Posey, or do you just have to say his name?
You know, I can say that in the lineups, but I can't do that as an in-game introduction.
All right, but in the when you give the lineups, you can say that.
I sure can.
Now, I didn't know that, and this is good information for me. When you give the lineups, can you embellish it, not only for Posey, but for other people?
It depends on what's going on, how the team has played thus far. You know, like, say, you know, Scudero, say he's on a hitting streak, and then I can punch him a little bit in the starting lineups. Yeah. But, you know, Major League Baseball is still watching and listening, so I can't go too crazy. You know, within reason.
Well, that's you. We know that. Now, when you do your radio show, it's not within reason. I know
not ever.
All right. I know you're on your way to the park, and I appreciate just a few minutes with you. And I know for all the fans who are listening and on their way to the park, you set the stage for everybody, and you do it professionally and as well as anyone has ever done it. So I appreciate having you on.
Well, thank you so much, Marty, and thank you as always for your support. And bye, Alex.
Okay. All right, Rennell. Have a safe trip home. We'll see you soon.
See you soon, Marty.
All right. That is the great Rennell Brooks Moon. What a pleasure, huh?
Yeah, I was hoping she would introduce me as, like, the starting left fielder tonight, but I guess maybe next time.
Yeah, well, maybe she should introduce the media. Now, this is a big day for you, and I tease you a little bit, and I've called you Rookie of the Year on the beat. You've done a great job, and your Twitter account has been terrific, and with Andy and Henry and Chris, you know, the meat of this beat here. But in 2010, you were part of the media, but you were the chat guy. You were sort of, you know, chatting it up during the game. It was different than what you're doing today.
I was. And, you know, by the World Series, it was me and 8,000, 9,000 people. So it was pretty cool. And you know, I'm not going to be doing it tonight, but we're still going to have it on our website. And Darren Saavedra is going to be here, and he's going to be running it. So certainly if people are at home and they want to check in, I think it's always a cool thing. And you get to be with fans and get to talk about the game. And you know, my Twitter feed should be fed into there. And same with the other Mercury News beat writer or Mercury News writer. So it's a fun thing, and I think as we go along, it'll get bigger and bigger.
So how do you do this then? You have to go to the Mercury News?
Yeah, just mercurynews.com and our sports homepage or our Giants homepage, or you can go to my Giants Extra blog, and all the connections will be right there. You just go in and
fabulous.
You can read, you can chat, you can ask questions, you can.
Okay, now will you respond during the game to some of this?
I might. We'll see how the game goes. If it gets a little tight, I'll probably be focusing elsewhere.
But you'll tweet during the game.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
All right, very good. So are you nervous at all? This is your first game, first playoff game, first pitch. Now, before, as I said, you're a chatter. This is your first game now. How do you feel?
I wasn't nervous at all as I was walking over here, and the more you keep talking about it, the more I start to worry. But no, I think, as I told you, I mean, we've had Matt Cain's perfect game. We had the whole Melky Cabrera thing. We've had a division championship already. So, you know, I think for me it was a good run-up to whatever's going to happen this month.
You know what Jim Morris Sr. said?
Yeah,
playoffs.
I do. Yeah.
All right, let's get back to baseball a little bit with Alex Pavlovich here. Biggest challenge for the Giants in this series, what do you see it as the biggest challenge?
You know, I think it's the Reds' bullpen. They're so good back there, and the Giants haven't been very good in late innings. They haven't been very good at coming back. And they're not a team. You know, you see a lot of times in the postseason teams that can hit a 2 or 3 run homer in the late innings and get back into the game. And the Giants aren't built for that. So I think for them, the key is to get ahead early and get to their bullpen. Because we saw yesterday Bruce Bochy kept a lot of guys, and he'll play matchups. And he has 3 left-handers down there and has a bunch of right-handers and has some starters at his disposal. So the real key, the whole series, I think, is just, even if it's just 1 run, just getting ahead.
On the offensive side, and I think you're right about the pitching side. I agree with you. That's the way he's managed for the past 2 months. That's what won the division for him, and I think he's someone who stays with what's been good. That's why Blanco is out in the outfield today instead of Nady, sticking with his defense. But on the offensive side, who do you see as the key guy for you on the offensive side?
You know, I think there are two. I think one, Pablo Sandoval ahead of Buster Posey, sure, is a key guy, because if his, you know, Angel Pagan and Marco Scudero are probably going to get on base, and if Sandoval does too, then you really have to pitch the Buster, and that's a tough thing to do. And even as good as some of the Reds pitchers are, that's a very difficult thing to do for anybody. And you know, the other guy I think is Hunter Pence, the guy right behind Buster Posey, yeah, because he's a guy that will get his opportunities. I think he's talked about it in recent weeks that he feels that in the postseason, teams are not going to pitch to Posey as much, and the teams are going to go after him when given the opportunity. And you know, if the Reds are smart, and future teams, if they get there, I don't know why anybody ever pitches to Buster Posey. So, you know, I think those are the two key guys kind of sandwiching, in my opinion, the MVP, and those are two guys that can really get the offense going.
Well, Matt Cain gets the ball today. He gave everyone watches yesterday. Ro, did you get one?
I did not. I saw them, and they were very nice. I think that watch might cost more than my whole salary, so I don't. He was probably careful with what he handed out.
Yeah, so he gave it to was the whole staff and coaches and everybody, or just the teammates?
I believe it was all the – I don't know about the coaches, but okay. I know it was all the players who were here when he threw the perfect game.
Gotcha.
So that's why there were a couple guys who were
not
who were kind of not in the weight room as they did it, and we were wondering what was going on, and those were guys who have been acquired over the last – couple months, and
gotcha.
So I think Kane, just the guys who were there that night.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Boy, nice to have you with us. Let's take one quick call, Alex, while Alex is here. Let's go to Casey in Petaluma. Casey, you're on KMBR 680. Nice to have you with us today. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Marty?
Good. Alex is here with you. So what's on your mind?
Oh, man. I had to give up my Giants tickets today. I bought tickets about 4 or 5 days ago when it was supposed to be on the 9th. And my fiance has a performance in Napa tonight, so I had to give up the tickets.
All right,
just bleacher seats, but it's kind of breaking my heart. But I had a little input on this wild card game thing, and somebody mentioned that they should maybe play a doubleheader. I think a doubleheader would solve a lot of the unfairness part of it.
Yeah, we talked about last night on the show, and thanks for the call, Casey. But, you know, if they go to the NLCS, make sure you get your tickets. He had tickets, I guess, for midweek. It sounded the 9th would be right, 6th, 7th, and off on the 8th and the 9th. But it didn't work out. He needed Atlanta.
Something with his fiance?
I guess. I
think he's
something like that. But
marrying the wrong woman.
Well, God. What do you think about what I was just saying, about this wild card thing and double headers and all that? We sort of got into that.
You know, I thought it was actually pretty cool last night, and I know there was controversy,
like okay.
And I know it wasn't maybe quite the excitement that MLB was looking forward to, but for me, it puts so much more emphasis on winning your division, and if you talk to players in the clubhouse, that is the one thing they always bring up, and they say, go out and win your division, and I know sometimes it's not fair to teams that win a lot of games and just happen to be in a division with, you know, the Nationals or the Yankees or somebody else who had a great year, but go win your division, and if you can't, then you get a shot in the wild card. You get two shots sometimes,
sure,
to really get in there and go out there and win a game. I think the Rangers, you know, they played well all year, but they collapsed down the stretch and they didn't play well last night. So it's a tough thing, but I don't have a real problem with it because I think there are still 8 teams here, and I don't think you would find a team that's really not deserving of being in the postseason right now.
All right. Well, baseball does it this way. They give you the 162-game season, 37 exhibition games, 200 games, and they tell you, all right, you got one game to get in, and it's like miniature golf. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they make you hit it over the clown's head, you know, and over the duck to get you to the next hole. But that's what they do. Those are the rules of the game.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with it being 2 out of 3. I think they could do that pretty easily. And actually, you know, doubleheader's not a terrible idea.
No, someone brought that up last night, and Casey just mentioned it. And, you know, you play 2 on one day and then one other game. So, and Bruce Jenkins said it today in his column. And, you know, Bruce is back with the A's and Tigers right now. He said, look, just move the season back a few days. End it instead of October 3rd, September 28th, and all this goes away.
Yeah, you know, you can do a lot of things with the schedule.
It's ridiculous.
I think it was really cool down the stretch that there were a lot of teams that normally wouldn't have a shot that that their fan base has had a shot to think about baseball. And really, this is all for the fans. And you think about a lot of fan bases that would have been out of it. We even saw in Los Angeles, even though there weren't a lot of fans there, that was a team that the last week of the season had a shot to get into the postseason if they played well. So, I think it's ultimately for the fans. And, yeah, I mean, I think they'll tweak it eventually and maybe go 2 out of 3 or do something differently. But in terms of having that game, I thought it was a cool thing.
Yeah, the so Blue Angels are starting to go overhead. You can probably hear them in the background. They're warming up for what's coming this afternoon. As we finish up with Alex Pavlovich, and Alex, you've been great all season long, and we appreciate your being on the shows with us. It's been terrific having you. This ball club right now, good mood, bad mood, loose as a goose. What's the mood of this ball club right now?
I think great mood. I think they've been that way for a couple months now. It's a very close group. I think they legitimately are really close friends in there. I think the whole team, you know, I think they like each other. I don't think there's a guy who, you know, this isn't maybe a case in the past where there's a guy who had 2 or 3 lockers and didn't talk to a whole lot of guys.
I think Barry Bonds.
Yeah, you know, I think the leaders of the team, Matt Cain, we saw last night, is obviously very likable and does a good job of keeping these guys together. And Buster Posey, despite what some people might think on the internet, I think gets along very well with all his teammates and is certainly very, very well respected by all his teammates. So, you know, it's a team that's together right now, and I think they're looking forward to this, and they have a lot of guys who have been here before. So
yeah, they do.
They're in a good spot.
Well, there's 3 guys who haven't, and that's, 4, Vogelsong, Crawford, Belt, and Blanco. And those are 4 guys who can make a difference in this series, so they're going to have to grow up real fast. That's what I say. All right. Hey, great to have you with us.
Thank you
so much. And I look forward, maybe tomorrow, if you got some time, we'll be out at the Public House again. Always great to have you. Rookie of the Year, Alex Pavlovich, right here on the Sports Leader. More coming up after this.